Welcome to Shomar Shav on the Daf. She is sponsored by Nishbas Einbeck Hashem and Leapas Yitzchok. We're holding Ksuvis Daf Hey. The Gemara Amud Aleph brings towards the end of the Amud. Dorosh Rakapro Gdoili Maise Tzadikim Yoiseri Maise Shamayim Vorets. What Tzadikim do, what Tzadikim create, is greater than creation of Shamayim Vorets, because the Pasuk says, Af Yodi Yos Do Oretz V'Yimini Tov Chashamayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Shemaim and the Eretz, each one with, so to speak, one hand. But we speak about Tzadikim, it says, Mikdosh Hashem Konenu Yodecho. Yodecho is plural, meaning it's two hands when we talk about Beis HaMikdosh. And Rashi explains that the Mikdosh comes from the hands of the Tzadikim. Many of the Mefarshim go with a similar Mahalach to explain this Gemara in a more deeper way. The first is the Maharshal here on the Sugyo, that he goes to explain the following. We know that Shemayim Vaaretz are two midos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Shemayim is created with the right hand. The right always corresponds to the midah of Chesed, to the midah that belongs to Rachamim and Chaim. The left hand represents always midah Sadin, the midah of Gevura, the midah which is the limitations. Shemayim Vaaretz are created by yimin v'smoil, with right and left hand, because they represent two opposite midos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu leads with them in the world. But then, when we come to the Beis HaMikdosh is a connection of these two. As the Maharsha brings, the Gemara says, the Bezalel knew how to be mitzarv v'osiyos shenivru b'hem Shemayim v'aretz, he knew how to put together the letters Shemayim v'aretz, meaning he knew how to connect. He knew how to bring two separate opposite midos to come together. So the Maharsha is telling us, the Bezalel and anybody who joined him, that they are the ones that build Beis HaMikdosh. Through Beis HaMikdosh, they connected these two opposite midos. But the Sefer Gaon Yaakov, on the Yaakov, adds that this is really the tafkid of the Adam the whole time. A human being is a connection of Neshama and Guf, connection of Neshama and the course of Shemaim, and the guf that comes from the arts. That's what Adam does. And when Adam Arisha was created, you had Shemaim, you had Oretz, but there was still no rain, which is the connector of Shemaim to Oretz, until Adam got up and davened for the rain to come. So every human being does that connection to Bezalel shown in Beis HaMikdosh. And that's why the Gemara brings this drasha right after the Gemara said that the bracha of Adam is on Friday. We're speaking about Adam. I'm telling you what Adam is all about. Adam is the connection of Shemayim v'aretz. And this brought down the Vilna Gaon in short in the Mishlei Perek Al Pasuk Beis, that the Gaon says the famous words, Hem soit Shemayim v'aretz v'adam ha-mechabra. Shemayim is one midah, is the midas ha-shpa. Oretz is below here, the midas ha-mechabel. And the one who connects the two is the Adam. That's what the Adam is all about. And Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac Chover, in his Pirush Afiki Yam on the Meseches, the Pirush HaGodos of the Meseches, he goes on with the same Mahalach and explains more, that Shemayim is where everything is. In Shemayim, there's all the Shefa. Everything comes out from the Shemayim. The Oretz is Chaser. The Oretz doesn't have everything on its own. It needs to connect to the Shemayim in order to grow, in order to flourish. The Adam is the one who brings all the Shefa from above down here to the Oretz. He's the one who brings all the needs that come from Shemayim down to the land. And this is what Beis HaMikdosh is all about. Because Beis HaMikdosh is the shoyrish of Shefa in the world. Beis HaMikdosh is the place where all the flows of Bracha come from Shemayim to the world. In the Sefer Chassidus, both the Baal HaTanya and the Torah and the Me'ash Shiloyach, they add that in Shemayim things are hidden. In the Oretz, things are revealed. When you connect Shemayim to Haaretz, you bring things that are hidden and you're revealing down here in the world. In this world, you don't see Gilui HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But when you have a tzaddik doing mitzvahs, so he's bringing the revelation of Hashem to here. He's bringing Shemayim down to the Haaretz and revealing it down here. So that's the Pshat in our Gemara. The Gemara is telling us, tzaddikim gedolim ma'aseh Shemayim v'aretz. Because when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, he created the world incomplete. You have Shemayim, which is Mokar HaShefa. You have the Oretz, which is the Kabbalah. Shemayim is bringing everything out. The Oretz is receiving and is limited. But in order for this to function, you need to have the connector. Who is the connector? The connector is Ma'aseh Yadayim Shel Tzadikim. The connector is the Adam. And this is revealed in Beis HaMikdash. They need human beings to be Isaac, to build the Mishkan, to have the Mokom HaChibur of Shamayim V'aretz, to have that connection, because that's what human beings, that's what they're all about. An Adam is a Mechaber, and Adam, it connects Shamayim V'aretz. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.